Jay Reeve is the CEO for the Appalachie Center, a community-based mental health services provider in Florida's Big Bend area. But his organization is also part of a 20-agency mental health consortium in the region. He says he and two of those partners, Mike Watkins from Big Bend Community-Based Care and Disc Village's John Wilson, decided not to wait for direction from the state on how to turn the law into reality.
We've been talking to the school superintendents across the region about what we can do to maximize those resources so that rather than trying to reinvent the wheel or create another system within the schools, we could use the system that we currently have in existence at Appalachie Center and at Disc Village to be able to provide those services within the schools.
Reeve says that would greatly expand the capabilities of the existing counselors within the schools who have found themselves doing more academic paperwork than counseling in recent years.
It hasn't left much room for the direction that the legislature wants to go, and frankly, I think the direction the state needs to go, which is to have immediately available mental health resources dedicated to the mental health and the mental wellness of our kids right there in the schools.
Sort of like having mental health school resource officers, says Reeve.
So what we would love to see would be contracts with the schools across the region where we're able to put several therapists or counselors with case managers, certainly in each school district, and ideally in as many individual schools as we can, who would work as part of the team within the school.
All resources that the Appalachie Center and other partners are already set up to provide.
It's a way of working within a system that already has child psychiatry, already has case managers, already has therapists. And there's also some ways to braid some of the funding that we can actually end up with significantly more bang for our buck.
And even expanding what's available to the schools through provisions of the new law.
It calls for the development of mobile crisis teams, which my friends in law enforcement were thrilled to hear about because we've been trying to figure out ways to fund something like that in this region for years, and now it looks like the funding is going to come down.
Reeve and his partners don't have a final price tag for all this, but he's confident the plan in full or in part is totally doable. And once the plan is in place and signed off on by the region's school superintendents, he insists it can happen fast.
That's one of the things that is helpful about partnership between community mental health and the schools. We're very used to setting up systems and setting up treatment delivery systems. We know how the hiring works. We have the credentialing processes in place. We've got all the structure and supervision. So if we've got the resources, then we advertise, we find the people, and we put it online.
All aimed at reducing the chances, Reeve says, of hearing things like, "We suspected little Johnny was going through some tough times, but we didn't know who to turn to. We never dreamed he'd do something like this." For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.